Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
In 3, 2, 1.
7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Okle and this is the Sweat 7. You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes.
All right, crew. So today we're going to be going through an upper body workout, getting those shoulders going, biceps, triceps, and getting a bit of a sweat on. The exercises we'll be moving through are your shoulder taps, high to low plank, star jumps, sit-ups, some forward reaches, some press-ups, and we'll finish with some high knees. If any of those don't make sense to you, just head over to our Twitter or Instagram. That's at thesweat7pod for the animations of all of those movements. But we're going to be spending 40 seconds on each one with just 20 seconds in between. So quite a spicy strength one today, but I know you can do it. We're going to be starting off with your shoulder taps. So from that high plank position, reaching one hand to the opposite shoulder.
9, 8, 7, to
that plank.
6, 5.
We go in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
We are starting with our shoulder taps. I just want you to use this first exercise to feel that engagement in your core, in your shoulders, reaching one hand to tap the opposite shoulder and then the other hand. We don't have to move super quickly through this one. Remember, we are here for 40 seconds, but what I do want you to do is make sure those hips are staying perfectly level. So you're just past the halfway point. Imagine you're balancing a glass of water in the small of your back. We do not want to spill a drop for the next 10 seconds. You got 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So just 20 seconds rest, but you are staying where you are on the mat. We're moving from a high plank down to a low plank. So dropping from the top onto your forearms and back
10,
up.
9, 10 seconds. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
In 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So 40 seconds of high to low plank. Your shoulders are probably feeling it a little bit already from the shoulder taps. We drop down onto the forearm on one side, then the other, then we push back up. Make sure with these, you're not leaving your bum up in the air. As we come down to that low plank, we move the whole body in one straight plank from the top to the bottom. You are just past halfway. We're pushing up. Up, dropping down, down, 10 more seconds. Keep moving through and give me one more. You have got 3, 2, 1. Super, bring it up onto your feet. We're gonna move into your star jumps. Make sure with these, your hands are coming together at the top. Big range of motion on your star jumps in 10.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Three, two, one.
Go.
So star jumps, jumping jacks, whatever you know them as. An old school classic. Jumping all the way up, lifting those hands together at the top. So this is an upper body workout. I want you to feel that rotation in your shoulders. And I know we're here for 40 seconds, but you are already halfway through it. So can you push the pace a little bit? The only set of star jumps that we're doing today. You've got 10 more seconds on them. Keep jumping through them, hands all the way up, together to the top. 5 more seconds, team. 3, 2, 1. Done. Bring it down onto the mat. We're going to move through some sit-ups. So knees bent, feet flat on the floor, hands either across your chest or at your temples in 10 seconds.
9, 8,
go for 40
seven,
seconds of sit-ups.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go. So take your time with these sit-ups. We don't have to crank them out. We'll just lift all the way up and lower. Trying to get your chest to your knees and lowering back down with control. Giving those arms a little bit of a break, working into your core. We're still working. Giving those arms a bit of a rest before we come back to your shoulders. You're past the halfway point. Can you give me, I don't know, 3 or 4 more sit-ups? 10 more seconds. Well, let's crank out another couple. You have got 3, 2, 1. Well done. Just 20 seconds rest. We spin it back to your high plank position for forward reaches. So from your high plank, we reach one hand forward, nice and long, extending the arm. Bring it back down to the ground. Same thing on the other side. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So exactly as it says on the tin, forward reaches, extending one arm nice and long, rotating through the shoulder, reaching those fingertips forward, placing that hand back down, switching sides. And it's not much of a bigger movement than those shoulder taps, but it is surprisingly more difficult. Take your time with it. Feel that core strength building. You are more than halfway through. Reaching as long as you can with those fingertips, really extending them forward without losing that balance, without wobbling through the hips. 5 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. So this is when we really work into those shoulders. We're coming into your press-ups and whatever feels like a challenge for you with these, either on your feet or on your knees, but I want you to try and get that chest all the way down to the floor.
6,
in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go. So 40 seconds of push-ups or press-ups is certainly a challenge. We don't have to move super quickly through these. It is the form that I'm interested in. In today's workout, can you get your chest all the way down to the ground? Can you tuck those elbows in towards your side? Keep your shoulders away from your ears more than halfway. So if you were counting them, whatever you just did, same number again. You've got 10 more seconds. If you've kept those knees off the ground so far, try and keep it there for another 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bring it up on to your feet. We are going to finish with some high knees. So sprinting on the spot, this is an upper body workout. So I want you to get those arms involved, driving 10, forward and back, still 9, working those shoulders, 8, but 7, getting a bit of a 6, heart rate pump going. 5, 4, in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So high knees, 40 seconds. It's a bit of a sprint finish on this upper body workout. As you drive those arms forward and back and rotate through the shoulders, you should feel that they've been working for the last few minutes. Knees coming up all the way as high as your hips every single time. Nice and light through the balls of your feet. You have got 15 seconds left. Can we make it a real drive, a real sprint to the finish line? It is all over in 10 seconds time. Going for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Well done. You are done. Shake out those shoulders. Just make sure before you move on, move through the day. Give those shoulders a bit of love. Roll them backwards. Drop your ear to one shoulder and over to the other side. Just roll through those shoulders, through your neck. Lose any tension that might have built up in the last 7 minutes. And I will see you back here in a couple of days for more Sweat 7.
Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.